A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. Today I want to talk about gaslighting. Do you know what gaslighting is? Gaslighting is when someone tells you something or makes you believe that something else is happening when you are seeing something with your very own eyes. It's a very famous movie of the same name that you should check out. But if you have been paying attention to what's been happening in Minneapolis and the responses from the federal government, you should be very afraid because gaslighting is probably an understatement to what is going on. You have seen, you know, unless you've been under a rock or you've been literally practicing self-care and protecting yourself from watching and putting these horrendous images in your head, you have probably seen the footage of the killing of Renee Good and the killing of Alex Pretty in Minneapolis while they were protesting. Well, Pretty was protesting. Renee Good was actually trying to leave the protest. But they were killed while exercising their First Amendment rights. Alex Pretty had a gun because he was exercising his Second Amendment right, and he actually had a license to carry. All right. What's really sad about all of this is that, and what's infuriating, it's not only sad, it's infuriating that we are watching this from, I mean, all kinds of different angles. I mean, thank goodness for our citizen journalists out there. Thank goodness for our citizen journalists out there. Because we are seeing footage that they cannot erase, that they cannot take down, that they cannot alter. We are seeing footage in real time of what is happening to these folks. And then these federal authorities have the audacity. And I'm talking to you, Mrs. Gnome. Have the audacity to come out and make up these fake narratives about what is happening. Now, this is not new to us. Some of us, right? Black folks, I mean, I know y'all are tired of hearing it, but we are never going to get tired of saying it. We tried to tell you. This is what happens. It's called state-sanctioned violence against resistors. These are people who are trying to improve their conditions in life, right? So we might be marching for civil rights. You might be marching for maternal rights. You might be marching for a host of different things that have either been taken away from you, are threatening to be taken away from you, were never afforded you, right? All of those things. We tried to tell you that this is what happens. And some people believed us, but many did not because they had not experienced it. They had not seen it with their own eyes, or they just had a willingness to look away. That's not me. That's not what I do. I don't know who those people are. You know that moral high ground that we try to take and stand on while we watch others be crushed. And so what has happened to them is horrendous. It is horrible, but it is not new. It is not new. And so we're tired of, or at least I'm tired of, going online and seeing people say, oh my God, how did we get here? And I'm sitting here like, we've been here. Like Black people, for sure. And I'm talking about Black people because I'm Black. Blackity Black, 1865 Black, 1972 Black. Anytime that something Black and good happened to us or something Black and we were fighting for our rights, that's how Black I am. I am Black identified and I'm happy to be Black and I will die Black. I'm not going to change it depending on who's in office. I'm Black all the time. All right. Black people have been dealing with this for centuries in this country. So it is delusional at best and infuriating at worst when people say, oh, this isn't the America we know. This isn't who we are. This is absolutely who we are and have always been. And you are now experiencing it because Black people are not putting our bodies in between you and the state. That's it. And then you're talking crap about us about that. Because we are not enough of us are participating. Well, you have no idea what we're doing. You have no idea what we're doing. We live in your world. You do not live in ours. That is how it is. And that's how it has been. And that's how it is. So you don't know what we're doing. I know I haven't slept. I was just telling Tony, I'm exhausted. I haven't slept in 2 weeks. Why? Because I've been organizing behind the scenes. You don't know what we're doing. And just because I'm not out there putting my body between you and ice doesn't mean that I'm not doing anything. And doesn't mean that we're not doing anything. So that's pretty damn presumptuous of you. And it's insulting. And it is anti-black. This idea that black people need to be told about fighting for rights. I'm not gonna cuss today, but I feel like I could. So I'm just gonna tell you this. It's horrible what's happened. Something needs to be done. This regime needs to be stopped. And American citizens, really no one, should be killed or executed for exercising their First Amendment rights. It should not happen in the United States of America, although we know it happens and has been happening for centuries. All right, so what I need you to know, I need you to understand what your First Amendment rights are. I've even seen AI changing the First Amendment right to saying you have the right to peaceful protest. That is not the case. It does not have to be peaceful. It does not have to be peaceful. You do have the right to assembly in whatever form that takes. You have the right to petition the government for changes that you want to see. And the freedom of press is also covered. So you have the right to be a citizen journalist. You have the right to be a trained journalist and to not be pepper sprayed or maced, which we're also seeing. Yes, trained journalists for major news networks are being harmed for covering protests. Unacceptable. So I need you to know what your First Amendment rights are. I need you to know more of your history so that you understand that the way to get us, that would be black people, to participate in these protests is not by chastising, maligning, and erasing our long, long history of protest in this country. That's not going to do it. That's not going to get us there. All this is going to do is make us mad and break out another fan. Somebody is working on a line dance right now. I promise you that. I think that's very unserious. It's not what I do, but I understand why people do it. All right, so I need you to know we know what's going on. It's been happening to us for centuries. Our communities have been occupied since day one and will continue to be occupied after all this goes away, if it ever does. So we know what's happening and we know what you're working with and dealing with. And so instead of chastising us and pretending that you have power over us, like, oh, we're going to make you do something, perhaps you should align and collaborate with us. So, yeah, part of this is terror. You're terrorized. Yeah, it is scary. You're afraid. We're afraid every day we leave our houses. I know you don't believe that, but every day that I make it home or my daughter makes it home is a good damn day with our dignity. With our lives, with our health, is a good damn day. All right, so think about collaboration. Think about empathy. Think about ways that you can learn information and how to survive the state-sanctioned violence that is happening against our citizens. That's all I got. I wish you a safe and happy day. Please choose joy. And do not let them take everything, including your joy. Find some joy some way today, and I'll see you next week.
A Black Executive Perspective.